Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. We have a winter weather advisory in effect through 10 a.m. this morning. Freezing rain accretion from a likely to a quarter of an inch, according to the National Weather Service, and that is in northwestern Connecticut, South County, Massachusetts, and adjacent eastern New York. Region 1 Board of Education approved establishing a new position that is titled Sports Specialist. That happened during their meeting on Monday. The move made on a recommendation by Assistant Superintendent Lisa Carter, a consultant who works through the Ed Advance, could not spend enough time in the region to adequately meet its needs in the directives of what were needed. The All Boards Chair Committee has already given its approval for the position, which has a salary range of $48,000 to $60,000 that will be placed in the central office budget. Meanwhile, the Board of Education also approved a new five-year contract with All-Star Transportation during its meeting on Monday. The Connecticut State Commissioner of Transportation announced a proposed guardrail safety improvement project along Route 7 in Kent and Cornwall. The existing guardrail will be replaced with metal beam rail. The proposed project will begin at the New Milford and Kent Town line and end at River Road South in Cornwall. The present schedule anticipates the project will begin after April 1st, as weather allows, and be completed by October 31st. The project will be undertaken with 100% state funds. The Salisbury Central School kindergarten pre-registration is scheduled on Thursday and then Friday. All children born during the calendar year 2014 should register. More information at 860-435-9871 to schedule an appointment. Kent Center School Scholarship Fund will host the 24th Annual Chocolate Fest. The fundraiser for the Scholarship Fund will run from 3:30 to 5:30 in the school cafeteria in case of inclement weather. The event will take place on February the 8th. Tickets are available at the door. A ticket is exchanged for a plate, which can be filled with chocolate goodies prepared by local bakers and confectioners. All proceeds benefit the Scholarship Fund, which awards scholarships for the post-secondary education of Kent Center School graduates. Maria Horn has agreed to meet with constituents at the Falls Village Firehouse on Route 7 at 6:30. It's an informal discussion with Maria about the topic of Lime Rock Park. It is open to all. Sharon Parks and Recreation have a regular meeting coming up at 6:30. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association will kick off their big weekend Jump Fest tomorrow night, beginning at 7 o'clock with target jumping at Satry Hill. The human dog sled race is also held on Friday evening. Now coming up on Saturday will be ski jumping beginning at 11 o'clock, and then there's the snowball at the White Hart, and Sunday, well, that will bring back more ski jumping beginning at 11 o'clock at Satry Hill. More information at jumpfest.org. A reminder, the Salisbury Association featuring an exhibit on the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Well, the greatest Salisbury native ski jumper, Roy Sherwood, who was national champion in 1954 at the age of 21 and member of the 1956 U.S. Olympic team, the daughters of Roy, that is Marilee Sherwood Alexander and Kim Sherwood, have passed along that bunch of memorabilia from their father's ski jumping career and many of those artifacts relating to the 56 Olympics held in Cortina, Italy, will be on display alongside the Swassa exhibit. Exhibit hours will be expended during Jump Fest weekend, Friday the 8th and Saturday the 9th from 10 until 5. Snowy brownies and other treats will be on hand. The Amenia Free Library is sponsoring a Valentine's crafting on Friday at 3:30 in the afternoon. All ages are welcome. More information at 845-373-8273. Plobulus at the Wahabia Performing Arts Center on February 8th and February 9th. More information is available at mahawi.org on the web. The Tremaine Art Gallery at Hotchkiss School will present an art exhibit featuring the works of Brooklyn-based artist Lee Arnold, running January 24th through February 24th, with an artist talk and reception February 8th at 7 p.m. at 11 Interlaken Road in Lakeville. A food pantry distribution will take place on Saturday from 10 until noon at the United Methodist Church, located on East Church Street in Pine Plains. Angelo Paul Ramuni will read from his recently published book, Accordions from the Heart, and play, by the way, the accordion. at the Lodge at Gear Village, Hollenbeck Room, on Saturday from 2 until 3 p.m. Reservations are required at 860-824-2625. American Legion Post 126 in Sharon holding their chicken barbecue dinner at the hall behind the firehouse on Saturday. Continuous servings from 4 until 7. Takeouts are available. $12 for adults, $6 for children 10 and under, free for children under 5. A menu for the all-you-can-eat dinner includes half a chicken, potato salad, pasta salad, baked beans, coleslaw, rolls, and dessert. More information at 860-364-5640. The Fisher Center and Catskill Jazz Factory, Annandale on Hudson, present Jazz and the Birth of Hip Hop, the first in a 3-concert winter jazz series, Sound the Trumpet. It'll be held at the Fisher Center, Intimate Luma Theater, on Saturday at 7:30 in the evening. Tickets and more information, fishercenter.bard.edu or 845-758-7900. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast coming up on Sunday, February 10th at the firehouse on West Main Street from 7 until 10:30. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon has a talk and tasting of early harvest olive oils by Stephen Jenkins on Sunday at 4 p.m. You can hear the man the New York Times once called Enfant Terrible of Fancy Food Business talk about his second career at Olive Oil Jones. After the talk, sample early harvest oils that have just arrived. The event will be held in the Chapin Meeting Hall on the second floor of Sharon Town Hall. Advance registration is required at 860-364-5041. More information at hotchkisslibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 21.22 to 25,390.30. The NASDAQ starts off today 73.75.28, and the S&P 500 at 27.31.61. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.